This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We're about a day away from a potential government shutdown, and Congress still doesn't have a deal. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. President Trump is scheduled to meet with congressional leaders today. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are supposed to be there. They're meeting just one day before the government is due to run out of money and partially shut down unless Congress appropriates more funding. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live in Washington. Nancy, are they going to be able to reach a deal?
Well, they say they will, but there are a few snags. There's a fight over immigration. The issue is what happens to so-called dreamers, that is, undocumented immigrants who were brought into the U.S. as children. They were protected from deportation during the Obama administration under a program known as DACA. But President Trump has rescinded that program. Now Democrats want a deal for dreamers by the end of this year. Republicans say they will pass dreamer legislation, but not now.
And Nancy, what other snags are there?
A group of conservative House Republicans known as the Freedom Caucus wants a separate funding deal for the Pentagon. They've got some clout. Earlier this week, they delayed a House vote on the tax bill over this issue. Now they want Congress to come back between Christmas and New Year's to force a deal on defense spending. Congressional leaders want to temporarily fund the government through December 22nd and then pass a funding bill for the entire government for the whole year before breaking for Christmas. And all of this is happening as Republicans are trying to finish up their tax overhaul. The House and Senate have both voted to send their separate tax bills to a conference committee to settle their differences. Then both houses have to approve the conference committee bill and send it to President Trump. Oh, and he wants it on his desk by Christmas.
That's a lot. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Now, let's do the numbers. Markets are open in Europe, where the FTSE in London is up about 0.4%. And in Germany, the DAX is up about 0.1%. And the CAC 40 in France is about flat this morning. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down ahead of the market open. Both the House and Senate versions of the tax bill contain perks for real estate investors, but one provision in the House version has some worried it would discourage a certain kind of real estate investment, affordable housing. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on the possible elimination of what are called private activity bonds.
Affordable housing is often built using private activity bonds. It's a 4% tax credit that encourages developers to build affordable housing units. If it gets eliminated,
without this program, the crisis would be much worse, especially for the lowest income people.
That's Diane Yentl with the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
Without the incentive from the federal government, those affordable homes don't get built.
Kevin Ackland works for the mayor's office in Pittsburgh. He says the city relies on these bonds to finance infrastructure and housing. With the House proposal in play, local leaders are trying to lock in financing.
So there has been a bit of a rush. We've seen some discounting on the secondary market, the trading for housing credits, because of the thought that they may be eliminated.
The National Low Income Housing Coalition estimates that the change could mean that at least 800,000 affordable units won't be built over the next decade. Congress still needs to work out details of a final tax plan. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
As a nonprofit organization, Marketplace is on a mission that drives what we do every day: to increase economic intelligence across the country. We believe it's important work, which we're already doing, and right now would be a great time for you to help. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust, and the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
A new study from the Kaiser Family Foundation of the 24 counties hit hardest by Hurricane Harvey found two-thirds of all residents suffered property damage, employment disruptions, and/or lost income. And almost half of those affected say they are not getting the help they need, especially housing. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more from Southeast Texas.
Aransas County, Texas, hugs the Gulf of Mexico coast. It's a vacation spot with trailers plunked down for long fishing weekends. Renee Cartini and her husband, Beau, have lived here full-time for 10 years. He's a fishing guide, and she manages rental property. Their home is gone, wiped out by Harvey. While waiting on an answer about housing from FEMA, they made do with what they had.
You know, the past 3 months, we've lived in a little 17-foot-long travel trailer.
With no running water, no kitchen. Then, after countless phone calls and emails, Renee got word. FEMA was sending them a manufactured housing unit, or MHU. It's a 1,200-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath mobile home, nearly the size of the house they lost.
And the master bedroom, the master bathroom, and, of course, a huge, nice big closet.
But there are a few strings attached.
We do have to abide by their rules. Keep your house clean. You don't put holes in the wall. They required an inspection once a month just to make sure that you're maintaining the property.
Cartini knows her family's lucky, and she has no idea why her family got this unit when so many other people have nowhere to stay.
I know my neighbors are happy for us, but then it still comes back to they were in the same situation, and when is it going to happen?
Many who got housing assistance are still in hotels, some 30 miles away in Corpus Christi. It's a pain and an added expense to commute. Jan Tracy is a FEMA spokesperson.
Once they're in a hotel, then they start chomping at the bit. We want to get into a more permanent place. But this phase of being in hotels is taking a little bit longer because there's a shortage of rental property.
She says FEMA's moving rental property into the area as fast as it can, 100 of its manufactured units in a two-week stretch. It's also moving in smaller RVs, which are faster to get and easier to set up. But the hurricane knocked out 80% of buildings and homes here. FEMA doesn't expect to fully meet housing demand for at least a year. In Aransas County, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And the lawsuits are piling up following the Trump administration's decision to reduce the size of the Bears Ears National Monument. Earlier this week, the Navajo Nation and four other American Indian tribes sued the government over the rollback. Now, outdoor clothing retailer Patagonia is suing as well. The company blanketed its website and social media with the announcement, claiming, quote, "the president stole your land," end quote. The Trump administration denies these arguments, calling the campaign shameful. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.